Hey, James Johnson here. So in this video, I wanted to teach you how you could do a quick and easy population data search. So you'll be able to replicate this search very easily on either a whole market or if you're doing a specific property. And there's a couple different sites we use, but don't be intimidated. This is very easy and it'll only take you a minute or two once you know how to do it. So what we do when we're first looking at a market as a whole, just say we're looking at Sarasota County to see if we want to be investing in that market, we'll first just type in Sarasota County population right into Google. And as you can see, these results are coming straight from the census, so you're able to quickly do this. So you could see that Sarasota County, you know, this looks good, it's growing. So that's the first thing that you want to do when you're looking at the whole market. So then just say you're looking at one or two specific properties in that market, in Sarasota County. One of them is in Sarasota. So then next, what we'll do is search the Sarasota, the city of Sarasota, not the county, its population. You can see here, not much change. It's been, you know, very stagnant, very neutral. Not growing, but also it's not declining. And then say if you're looking at another property in that market in Sarasota County, maybe a property in Venice, you want to just type in Venice, Florida population. And same thing, very similar to Sarasota. You know, not much growth, but also not much decline. So right now you figured out the population for the whole market. You know, it's growing, it looks good, and then you also want to, you know, check any smaller submarkets and cities you may be looking at in that market. Because just because, you know, Sarasota County, that market could be growing, but a smaller submarket could be declining. That's why we like to, you know, check it as a whole, and then the two smaller ones as well. So that's just how you could do it on Google very quickly. And then there's a couple different sites that we use to check as well. One of those is citydata.com. So that's right up here, you guys can see it, city-data.com. This one's great. So, you know, all you have to do is just type in the city or the market that you're looking. So we'll stick with Sarasota, Florida. And this has a lot of info on here. We're going to, you know, get into this in separate videos. But right now, you're just, you know, doing a population data search. Then it's one of the first thing that shows up. So you could see Sarasota population in 2014, 54,000. You know, this data is always on these sites. It's going to be a little backdated. And then you could see right here on this, you know, population change map that since 2000, it's grown 2.8%. So you never want to see that declining. If the population's declining, that's definitely a red flag. So in addition to the two Google searches, you could do this easy city-data.com search just to, you know, double check. And then lastly, what you could do is go to the following site, which is factfinder.census.gov. So when you go into your search box, just type that in exactly, factfinder.census.gov. And what this is a department, a segment of the census. And then you're just able to, you know, quickly do some searches in here to find that data that you need. So what we do is we do the advanced search. So you just want to click on that. Okay, and then this is on this first box, you're going to want to type in what the info that you are desiring to find. So right now we're looking for the population. So you're going to want to do population change because we want to see those trends and how it's, you know, if it's been growing or if it's been declining over the past couple years. So population change. And then you want to type in your location. So we'll do Sarasota County. You hit go. Then you're going to want to typically click on this first one, sometimes the second one, depending on how it has it laid out. And now what this is going to do is this is showing from April 1st of 2010 to July 1st of 2015. Then you could see Sarasota County, Florida had a positive population increase, a change of 26,114. So this what this natural increase means, that's actually negative 11,000. So that means there was more deaths than births, and you can see the how they got that number here. So that's 27,000 minus 15,000. But the reason why that change was 26,000 positively is because a lot of people migrated to the area. 4,500 internationally, and then 33,111 from in the United States migrated into Sarasota County. So you could see that overall, you know, it's growing. The population is on, you know, the uphill rise, which is good. And then you could also see the last year. And in that year, it had grown from 2014 to 2015, 8,500 people. And as you could see, it's very similar. You know, there's more deaths than births, but a lot of people migrated to the area. So overall, you could see that's how, you know, you could quickly and easily check the population just via a quick Google search, which I showed you here. Then how you could do that via city-data.com, which I showed you here. And then how you could do a little bit more advanced search with some more details on factfinder.census.gov. So these are the same exact searches we do when we're looking at a market as a whole, and then when we're looking at a specific submarket and a property in that submarket. And that's how quick and easy you could do this. It's only going to take you less than a minute once you've done one or two, so don't be intimidated. I appreciate the time, and I will see you on the next video.